Greetings, everyone. This is a Sound Health radio show with Richard Talk to Me Guy, and Sherry Edwards is off building up the portal. I'll skip right to talking about the newest software that she developed, the coronavirus software. So you can go directly to soundhealthportal.com, click on services, then click on campaigns, and one of the current campaigns for anybody that's interested, and or if you know anybody living in any of the regions which are really having issues, you can do a free workup. So that means that you sign up for a free account. You then will do 2 45-second voice recordings, just talking. You can do it through your computer. I do recommend a simple microphone like the Samsung Go Mic, which you can find at soundhealthoptions.com in the store. They're not horribly expensive and handy to have. So you do the 2 45-second recordings, then choose the, I don't have the name in front of me, but it is the coronavirus workup, it'll be obvious. And you'll get a vocal print back, which is a lengthy report. I suggest sitting down with a cup of tea and relaxing, and because it's a lot of information. And then if you have a practitioner that you want to take it to, you can show it to them, and it'll show indicators of what are what I call either hypertonistic too much or hypotonistic too low. And so you'll see like, oh, that's really spiked. What's going on there? Or something's really low, or this is really spiked in nutrient because my digestion, my cascade is not operating. You know, it just gives you a lot of really good information in a form that's visual as well as a written report. And that's all available at soundhealthportal.com. And then if you go to soundhealthoptions.com under media, a video of a webinar that Sherry did demoing the Sound Health Portal, so you can see how it works, what it does, and the kinds of reports that you can see and or generate yourself if you choose to sign up to use the portal and take the BARA trainings. It's really extraordinary amounts of information, and now all available to us online. I love that part so much. This is a returning guest, Ross Pelton. This is going to be a great conversation about a new theory of anti-aging. It could be a new theory of aging, but I'm preferring to think of it as a new theory of anti-aging. And you'll be able to find the replay of this show about 15 minutes after I click end and you hear the outro music. And you can find that at soundhealthoptions.com. Click on radio and then click on Sound Health Radio, and the replay link will be there. And or at the top of that page, you'll now see a Stitcher icon or a Pocket Casts icon. I tend to like Pocket Casts. And one of the reasons I like, actually both of those do this, is that you can go and listen there to the show and also see a list of shows that we've done. As well as, I know from having talked to Ross before and knowing what we're going to talk about today, this is one of those shows you're going to want to listen to again and share to others who are looking for a way to have what I'll call a subtle positive effect in anti-aging. This technology is great. And with that, natural pharmacist Ross Pelton joins us to share how microcirculation can improve your health, resulting in better quality of life and a healthier aging process. As a pharmacist, nutritionist, author, and health educator, Ross Pelton, RPH, PhD, CNN, has worked hard to reveal the potential behind natural medicine. In October 1999, Pelton was named as one of the top 50 most influential pharmacists in America by American Druggist Magazine for his work in natural medicine. Ross is the author of 13 books. He's the world's leading authority on the topic of drug-induced nutrient depletions. And his book titled The Drug-Induced Nutrient Depletion Handbook, second edition, is an important reference book. Ross is a longtime member of the Medical Advisory Board for the Life Extension Foundation, and he's deeply involved in life extension therapies and products. He is currently the scientific director for Essential Formulas based in Dallas, Texas. Ross joins us to discuss improving your health with microcirculation. Welcome, Ross.
Hello, Richard. It's nice to be with you and your audience. Appreciate you having me on.
This is not where I was going to start, but it just happens in the real time. And we'll explain everything that I'm about to talk about in just a second. Is this what the cool kids would call a biohack? The idea of PEMF technology?
You bet. It's biohacking your aging process.
And there we go. Mic drop and we're out. Okay, so now, were you always interested in PEMF technology, or how did it start? How did you start looking into it? What brought you into the PEMF with everything that you know, which is slightly
have
the emoji of blown mind?
Yeah.
Why PEMF?
That's a great question. Way to get started here, Richard. For most of my professional career, I've been a scientist focusing on biochemistry and nutritional biochemistry, and there are really two major systems in the body. One is biochemical. We've got proteins and enzymes and nutrients and neurotransmitters and receptors, and that's been my professional focus for decades. But a little over 2 years ago, I got introduced to bioelectrical medicine. And that really opened my eyes to a new area of therapy. I've known about electricity and healing. I know that there's things like the Rife machine and different types of energy healing has been done for centuries, but I've never focused on it before. But in December of 2017, I was experiencing a great deal of lower back pain. I had an MRI and was aware of the problem at L3, L4, L4-05. They were totally pinched off. And I was scheduled for surgery. And I was taking narcotic drugs every 3 to 4 hours to keep the pain under control. And during that time, December of 2017, I was in Las Vegas speaking at the American Anti-Aging Medical Association, the A4M conference. And a friend of mine came up to me and said, "Hey, you got to come down and check out this friend of mine and his device at his booth." And so I went down, and he had a pulsed electromagnetic frequency device. It's kind of a yoga-like mat that you lie on. It sends pulsed electromagnetic frequencies into your body. And there are a lot of benefits when your body receives these electromagnetic frequencies: increased circulation, reduction of pain and inflammation, increased energy. And so I had my first therapy at 11 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't have to take another pain medication until I went to bed at 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
That really got my attention. I will be honest here, I don't want to infer that it totally removed my pain. I still had pain, but it decreased my pain and inflammation enough so that I didn't have to be taking pain medications constantly and be drowsy and stupid and on narcotics. So I went out and purchased one of these devices immediately. I went ahead and had my back surgery, had 5.5 hours of back surgery in late December 2017. And then I used this pulsed electromagnetic frequency device twice a day, every day in my healing process. And my surgeon was astounded at my fast recovery, because these devices generate so much increased circulation. You're delivering more nutrients and more oxygen to every cell in your body. Any injured tissue requires more energy and more nutrients for healing. So you're accelerating the healing process. You're decreasing pain and inflammation. Made a remarkable acceleration of my healing process from my surgery. And that got me interested in this new industry of pulsed electromagnetic frequency medical devices. So I started studying this whole industry intensively and extensively, and I find out that these devices really work. And one way I create an analogy for the significance and the importance of this new pulsed electromagnetic frequency industry of medical devices, it's kind of like the early days of computers back in the early 1970s. When computers started to come online, people realized it was going to be an enormous potential market. So there were dozens of companies coming out with their own brand of computer because they all wanted to get a piece of an enormous market. That's what's going on in the industry of pulsed electromagnetic frequency healing medical devices. these things work so well. There are dozens of companies coming out with their own PEMF medical devices, lots of competition. If you go online, you'll see dozens of companies and dozens of devices, and everybody saying their device is better than everybody else. And the internet is a great source of information. It's also a great source of misinformation. So it's hard for the general public to know which device is better and best and so forth. I particularly have one that I think is the best, but for some regulatory reasons, I'm not going to be able to tell your listening audience which device I use and which device I promote. But I'm going to spend time today talking with you, Richard, about the whole industry of pulsed electromagnetic frequency devices and explain how they work and why they work and how I think they're the most significant anti-aging life extension therapy that I've ever been exposed to.
Wow. I have a question from chat. Somebody's asking, does PEMF treatment have any similarity to use a TENS unit?
Yes, that's a good question. And TENS units are similar technology, but they're very limited in their application. The PEMF devices are whole body units where you lie on a yoga mat and coils are projecting these pulsed electromagnetic frequencies into your whole body. And they cause a tremendous increase in microcapillary circulation. And many people don't realize you've got over 70,000 miles of microcapillaries in your body. And that's what's responsible for delivering oxygen and nutrients to every cell in your body. People think about the cardiovascular system as the heart and their arteries and their veins. That's the major cardiovascular system. And the heart drives blood through the arteries and the veins, but the heart does not control circulation in the microcapillaries. It is a process called vasomotion, where there's a pulsation in the microcapillaries that are controlled by electrical impulses and ions, in like calcium ions and so forth. So it's a little hard to explain the underlying technology of it. But these pulsed electromagnetic frequencies actually increase the rate of vasomotion, so you're stimulating the pulsation of your microcapillaries and delivering more oxygen, more blood supply, more nutrients to every cell in your body, and also stimulating lymphatic drainage and increasing the removal of cellular waste from every cell in your body. And so over time, this is my number one recommendation for healthy aging. The thing that's kind of unique about it, Richard, is when people lie on one of these mats and experience a pulsed electromagnetic frequency therapy session, you don't experience anything dramatic. Some people get substantial relief in pain and inflammation, but the majority of people really don't feel anything dramatic. But if you stop to think about it, if you do one of these pulsed electromagnetic frequency sessions twice a day, which is the recommended protocol for the unit that I use, twice a day for a year, you're doing over 700 sessions, means over 700 times, twice a day, every day, all of your cells are getting more nutrients, more oxygen, more blood supply. Everything in your body starts to work better. Now, because of FDA restrictions, we cannot market these devices as a therapy for any condition. But when you increase circulation at the microcapillary level, everything starts to work better when your cells get more oxygen and more nutrients and the mitochondria start to work better and produce more energy. It's really pretty amazing what's really going on with these devices. So they really do work, and there's a huge industry of PEMF medical devices that's just exploding in popularity.
And Dr. Jin, who wrote one of the original or early articles about anti-aging and microcirculation, states that aging is the process of continuous impairment of microcirculation in the body. Where is this impairment coming from?
Well, Richard, the environment is more polluted now than at any other time in recorded history. And in addition to all the thousands of toxins that are put into the environment, we, for the most part, if I can use a questionable word here in our discussion, we have a crappy food supply. There are dozens of reasons that the nutritional content of the commercially available food supply has been declining steadily for the last 70 or 80 years, since World War II, when factory farming and artificial fertilizers and pesticides and insecticides all started to be used massively in our agricultural system. There's been a steadily declining content of the commercially available food supply. And so we have fast food, processed foods, junk foods, poor diets, and many people, 70% of people are overweight or obese. So many people are not exercising. So it's diet and lifestyle factors and environmental toxins are all contributing to this decrease in your microcapillary, microvascular circulation. And it's really quite amazing what happens when you're proactive and you start to turn this around. Now, you mentioned Dr. Kunlin Jin and his new theory of aging. This might be a good time to kind of jump in and give a little background on the theory of aging. And is that okay to jump in with that topic for a few minutes?
Please.
A physician by the name of Denham Harmon back in 1956 first proposed the free radical theory of aging. And when Dr. Harmon proposed the free radical theory of aging, he was ridiculed and most of the scientific community thought he was crazy. But over time, the free radical theory of aging became an accepted theory and the premier theory of aging for a couple of decades. And then about 20 years later, actually about 17 or 18 years later, I think, Dr. Harmon updated the free radical theory of aging to the mitochondrial free radical theory of aging. And so Dr. Harmon explained to people that it's basically DNA damage in your mitochondrial DNA that starts the process of cells not being able to produce enough energy. And when cells can't produce enough energy, the cell starts to malfunction, cells die, tissues die, and aging accelerates. So the aging process is fundamentally centered around mitochondria and free radical damage in the mitochondria that decreases their ability to produce energy. Now Dr. Kunlin Jin has proposed a new theory of aging, which is called a microcirculatory theory of aging. And it's really just an update of Dr. Harmon's mitochondrial theory of aging. Because Dr. Kunlin Jin is explaining to us that the reason your mitochondria malfunction and are not able to produce adequate amounts of energy is due to poor microvascular, microcapillary circulation. And so Dr. Kunlin Jin's new microcirculatory theory of aging totally validates and substantiates and explains why these pulsed electromagnetic frequency medical devices work, because they're increasing microvascular circulation, which delivers more oxygen to the cells so that your mitochondria can get more oxygen. And in a human clinical trial on the device that I use, people used the device twice a day for 4 weeks and got a documented 18% increase in mitochondrial ATP production. So you are getting more energy. And one of the frequent comments, Richard, that after people do one of these sessions, they say, wow, I feel like I have more energy. You do have more energy. Every cell in your body just got infused with more oxygen and more nutrients, and the effect lasts for maybe an hour or so after you do one of these sessions. And sessions only run for 8 minutes, and as you get used to these devices, you can do 20-minute sessions twice a day. But so it doesn't take a lot of time to get more oxygen and more nutrients into your cells, and then over time, your cells are able to utilize the increased oxygen and the increased nutrients, and all the biochemical machinery in this body starts to work better.
So it really does help our body deal with that part you talked about, the most polluted time ever. And I can't help myself but say it certainly seems at this particular time, the administration seems particularly aggressive about wanting to destroy the planet as fast as possible. So it really is assisting our body in dealing with the total toxic load we're exposed to on a daily basis. And that's even if we eat an organic, clean, non-GMO diet, we're still going out in the world. So we're exposed to just a myriad of potential toxins. So it really is helping our system be stronger to resist all that. That's in the form of a question. It just doesn't sound like it.
Sure. Yeah, it's rhetorical, you bet. I mean, we know things like vitamin C and selenium and vitamin D. These are important nutrients, but they're not going to work for you if they can't get into the cells. And so it's this microcapillary, microvascular circulation that delivers all your nutrients to the cells so you can get the antioxidant effects and the detoxification capabilities going on in every cell in your body.
Wow. So this means that it's going to benefit, well, actually, let me back this up for a sec. So if I'm taking a particular herb, let's say I'm taking a particular kind of ginseng for a long-term beneficial effect, is this going to aid my assimilation of that substance into my system?
Absolutely. That's you're right spot on, Richard. This is one of the things I talk about all the time. People can take nutritional supplements. A lot of people are taking supplements every single day. But if those supplements aren't getting absorbed and then delivered to the cells, you're not getting optimal benefit from them. So this is really why this pulsed electromagnetic frequency industry is starting to pick up so much speed and becoming so well accepted, because the body really responds, and you're getting even drug therapy. I'm no great fan of the prescription drug industry and the pharmaceutical industry, but people taking medications for certain illnesses, if you get a better delivery of those medications to the cells, those medications will work better also. And whether it's anti-inflammatory effects or increasing, lowering your blood pressure, whatever it is, you and I both advocate natural therapies, but even pharmaceutical drugs are going to work better if they get better circulation to all the cells in the body.
And so, because I know you're a big fan of CoQ10 as well as I am, this means that this is going to enhance the action of my I take about 300 to 400 milligrams a day because it's CoQ10.
Yeah.
And how can it possibly go wrong? I mean, it's talk a little bit just for a moment about CoQ10.
Sure.
And then talk about what the PEMF effect would be on that.
You bet. I mean, I recommend that everybody who uses a PEMF device will get better outcomes and better effects from them if they also take a high quality coenzyme Q10 product along with it, because coenzyme Q10 is the most important nutrient in the mitochondria for energy production, and CoQ10 is a very powerful soluble antioxidant, and the most free radicals that people get exposed to are the free radicals that are produced in the mitochondria during the process of energy production. So CoQ10 is a critical nutrient in the mitochondria that neutralizes free radicals that are produced during energy production, and it also is involved in several steps in the mitochondria, what's called the electron transport chain, in the production of energy. So CoQ10 increases the mitochondria's ability to produce energy, and PEMF devices increase the delivery of oxygen to cells and mitochondria so you can get increased production of energy. So when you improve the function of your mitochondria, you are really reversing the aging process. And so I highly advocate coenzyme Q10. And CoQ10 is an interesting topic because most coenzyme Q10 products have horrible rates of absorption, literally only 1 or 2%. And the reason is that coenzyme Q10's melting point is 10 degrees higher than body temperature. So in most cases, the CoQ10 crystallizes into clumps, and we cannot absorb clumps of coenzyme Q10. We can only absorb single molecules. There's a company in Denmark called PharmaNord. They have a patented process that keeps coenzyme Q10 in solution. Studies show that PharmaNord's bioquinone CoQ10 has anywhere from 3 to 10 times higher absorption and gives 3 to 10 times higher plasma levels than many of the other compounds on the market. So I'm a big supporter of PharmaNord's CoQ10. And if people go to my website, or actually if they go to the PharmaNord website and put in a code at the checkout point, NPQ10, which stands for Natural Pharmacist Q10, they can get a 20% discount on PharmaNord's CoQ10 products. And if I'll give you some links to some of this information and articles I've written, Richard, so you can post it in the show notes for your listeners.
That's great. Yeah, we can do a whole show sometime on CoQ10. I just think it's, and because we're here, would you talk a little bit about statins and how CoQ10 really is necessary?
Sure. I think statins are the most successful, immoral marketing job in the history of the world. Statins work by blocking an enzyme in the liver that's responsible for producing cholesterol in the body. So when statins block that enzyme, they're very effective at lowering cholesterol levels because they're blocking the liver's ability to produce cholesterol. But blocking that enzyme also blocks the body's ability to produce coenzyme Q10. And so when you have lower levels of CoQ10, you are increasing free radical damage in your mitochondria, reducing the ability of your mitochondria and your cells to produce energy. You are accelerating your aging process. So I think in 5 to 10 years, we will start seeing studies that are showing that people who have been on statin drugs have accelerated aging. So there are natural therapies to lower elevated cholesterol, and I have a whole PowerPoint seminar on that. And the other thing is that cholesterol, and we talk about HDL cholesterol being the good cholesterol and LDL cholesterol being the bad cholesterol. LDL cholesterol is not bad. It's only when it becomes oxidized that it becomes a deranged molecule that can damage your vascular system and start the process of plaque buildup and atherosclerosis. But if people are taking antioxidants like coenzyme Q10, you'll minimize the oxidation of LDL cholesterol, and statins are stupid. I call it the statin myth, and I could rant on about statins for a long time, Richard.
Well, and in the original Merck filing, I promise everybody we'll get back to PEMF in just a moment. In the original Merck filing for CoQ10, it stated in those original filings that if you were going to take statins, you wanted to be taking CoQ10. And then that somehow down the road disappeared. I mean, I'm not advocating for statins. I'm just saying in the original filing, they acknowledged that you needed to take CoQ10. And that's somewhat drifted off. So it's all amazing to appalling.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just astounding.
I want to talk for a minute because I like animals so much that I have seen people. A friend of mine works with horses. She's not exactly a horse whisperer. Well, at least not in her mind. In my mind, she is. She takes animals that have been abused and helps bring them back to being happy animals. And one of the things that she uses is PEMF. And I've been with her when she's got an animal that is what I would call twitchy or nervous or jumpy or anxious or many number of things. And she applies the PEMF mat. And you can actually watch the animal shift. I mean, there's this thing, she'll point it out, that, oh, look, he just did this deep breath and this show. You know, they're not unlike watching people, but it's just that it's a horse. And she says it's made an amazing difference on getting an animal that's been rescued. And once they get just, there's a little bit of adaptive phase where they get used to the PEMF. But once they do, they are like at the corral waiting to be next.
Well, you brought up an interesting topic, and I've got an interesting story to share with you. I was at a conference where the device, the PEMF device that I'm using and that I promote, they had a large conference in Orlando last year, and a vet stood up and gave a presentation that was extremely interesting. He said the horse is the most difficult animal for him to do surgery on. It's such a large animal. He has to use a lot of anesthetic to put the horse under for the surgery. And then when the horse comes out of the surgery, excuse me, a little frog in the throat here. Then the horse is confused and it thrashes around and breaks bones and tears open the sutures and so forth. So he said he now puts the horse blanket on, the PEMF horse blanket on. And it takes the horse from a sympathetic nervous system mode, which is the hyperexcited, nervous, jittery type of experience that you mentioned. And it shifts them into a parasympathetic nervous mode, which is the relaxed nervous system. And you can actually see this happen when you take a jittery horse and put on this horse blanket for PEMF. They go from a jittery, agitated state to a relaxed state. Their head drops down, you see their ears drop down, their tail and their butt relaxes. One of the hardest things for horse owners is to get the horse into and out of a horse trailer when they're traveling to and from shows. And if you beamer or put this blanket on the horse before the show or before they try to put it on a horse trailer, it makes the whole process of moving a horse around so much easier. And now a lot of professional horse trainers will use these PEMF devices on their animals before competition. In fact, beyond horses, there are thousands of professional athletes that are using these PEMF devices because they get more energy, more power, more stamina, and they heal from injuries so much faster. Now, back to the vet's story about the horse. So he says that doing the PEMF therapy on the horse before surgery takes them from a sympathetic, excited, go, go, go mode into the relaxed parasympathetic mode. So when he does surgery on the horses, he's using much less anesthesia. They come out much more gradually. He said it's totally transformed his ability to do surgery on horses. PEMF devices do the same thing for humans. Most humans are in a sympathetic nervous system mode, which is active, go, go, go all the time. Most people never totally, deeply relax. Doing one of these PEMF sessions takes you into deep relaxation. One of the things that's kind of a paradox, Richard, is when you do a PEMF session, it gets you deeply relaxed, and yet after the session, you're totally energized. So, and that's the one thing that I feel. I get up early, 5:30 most mornings. I'm in my office, I'm writing, and by mid-afternoon, sometimes I feel myself getting a little groggy, and a little dopey, and a little drowsy. I go do one of my PEMF sessions, and after 20 minutes on the mat, I am totally re-energized and focused and ready to go again. So it really is quite remarkable.
I also have friends who have had I know the kind of PEMF device you're talking about, and I know somebody that has, you know, like dogs and cats, and they have a PEMF mat that they leave on the floor that has a sensor in it so that when the animal walks onto it, it automatically turns on, and then they'll lay there and then it'll turn off at the end of a particular time. And I've watched this older dog I've known this dog a long time. I've known these people a long time, but I've known the dog really well. And I'll watch the dog who's kind of used to be kind of old and creaky, and he's still old. He didn't get, you know, like, doesn't turn into a puppy, but he'll walk over on his own volition, no coaxing. I've checked to see if there's a treat under the mat or something, and the dog will just go over to lay on the mat.
Yeah, they're attracted to it. You bet. And when I do my sessions on my PEMF mat, my cat jumps up on the bed and lays next to me when I'm doing my session. And one thing I'll mention here is that the device that I use has a sleep mode. And as far as I know, it's the only one of these PEMF devices on the market that has a sleep mode. So you take the coils out of the mat and slide them under your mattress pad on your bed. And then it runs for 4 hours every night, 2 hours at bedtime, and then it comes out automatically 2 hours before your anticipated wake-up time. So you're getting 4 hours of PEMF therapy at night at very low levels of frequency, which entrain your brain waves to get more time in deep sleep and REM sleep cycles. So it's very healing for a lot of people because sleep problems are epidemic in our culture.
Boy, howdy. And so a typical PEMF session isn't like a scene out of Bride of Frankenstein where their hair is up, you know, there's bolts of lightning. Describe a little bit of what I mean, I've experienced it, so I know, but for people who don't know, you typically don't think of the term electricity and the body being, you know, happy together. So what does it actually look like? Is my hair going up straight because I'm stimulated, or?
No, your hair is not going to stand on end. And, you know, a lot of people are concerned about the health risks associated with electromagnetic frequencies. So I want to stress that the damaging EMFs are in the megahertz and gigahertz range. But these PEMF medical devices are at low-level frequencies, which range from maybe 10 to 50 or 65, what they call micro-Teslas, which is the way they measure these energies. And the Earth has its own electromagnetic field. So the energies that are in these PEMF devices are in the same energy field level as the Earth's natural electromagnetic field. So it's not like you're doing something weird or like a pharmaceutical drug that's totally unnatural to your human body. You're just utilizing nature's natural electromagnetic field. But most people are so out of balance electrically in their cells, and every cell in your body has an electrical charge. And there's a what we call an electrical membrane potential. It's the difference between the electrical charge inside a cell and outside the cell. And a healthy cell has a membrane potential of about minus 70 millivolts is the way they express it. But when you get sick, that charge goes from 70 down to 50. In inflammation, cancer, the charge is down to about 20. If you get down to zero, the cell is dead. But these PEMF frequencies are able to reestablish healthy electrical charge on the cells throughout your body. And a lot of people ask me if there's any scientific research to validate and document all these claims about PEMF medical devices. So there's over 10,000 articles that have been written, over 2,000 clinical trials. And the reason many people in the United States haven't heard about it is that the Food and Drug Administration in the United States really inhibits the dissemination of health information. But the real progress in this industry has been made in Eastern European countries and in Russia. And we're about 20 years behind these other countries in understanding and utilizing these PEMF medical devices. But there's a tremendous amount of research. The device that I use and that I promote, there are 12 studies on this device indexed in PubMed. There's over 75 studies in the worldwide scientific literature on this device. And so it's highly documented and researched, and it's one of the most thoroughly researched PEMF devices in the world.
I have a great question from chat. I guess different manufacturers use different proprietary playlists of frequency patterns. Are different frequency patterns more suitable for particular purposes, such as sleeping, healing, energizing?
That's a great question, and I don't think we totally know the answer to that yet. There are companies making significant claims for the type of signal that they use. Basically, there's something called a sine wave and a trapezoidal wave and a square wave, and those are just repeating the same frequency over and over and over again. The device that I use has what's called a disruptive technology, which means the signal is constantly changing. So it doesn't give your cells chance to adapt to the same signal being delivered all the time. And so it increases the strength and the resilience in your cells because they're adapting to a changing signal all the time. So this is just one of the international patents on the device that I use. A couple other things I'd like to talk about briefly, Richard. There's an orthopedic surgeon by the name of Robert Becker. And back in the 1970s, Dr. Becker started to experiment with electromagnetic frequencies. He started out working with salamanders. If you tear the tail off a salamander, it will regrow. Dr. Becker put electromagnetic frequencies on salamanders after the tails were removed, and it vastly accelerated the regrowth of the tail. Now, because Dr. Becker was an orthopedic surgeon, he had access to people that have what they call non-union fractures. People get a broken bone and goes for 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, it does not heal. Dr. Becker put pulsed electromagnetic frequencies on these non-union fractures in these patients, and all of a sudden there was rapid new bone growth, and these non-union fractures healed very quickly. So Dr. Becker is now called the father of bioelectrical medicine, and he's the gentleman that discovered that these pulsed electromagnetic frequencies stimulate cells in your bone. They're called the osteoblasts, and osteoblasts are the cells in your bone that build healthy new bone. And so every time people are doing a session of PEMF now, you're stimulating your osteoblast to build stronger, healthier bone. And this is what caused NASA, the space agency, to get interested in these devices about 10 years ago, because astronauts lose a lot of bone mass during space flights. So NASA researched all the PEMF devices available in the world, and they finally realized that the device that I'm talking about, not being able to mention their name directly on the program here, but they realized that the company that I'm promoting, their PEMF device was the best in the world. So NASA tried to reverse engineer the technology in this device. They weren't able to do it. So they approached the company and asked if there was any way that they could have access to their patented technology. And this company agreed with NASA to allow NASA to use this technology. And now NASA is using this PEMF technology for the company that I'm promoting to build the next generation of spacesuits so that astronauts lose less bone mass during space flights and have faster recovery times. So I think the fact that NASA is utilizing the PEMF device that I'm using and promoting, I think that gives it a great deal of credibility.
And is this the Robert Becker that invented the brain tuner?
I don't know about the brain tuner.
There was a device.
This is Dr. Robert Becker, who wrote
two
books.
Right. There was a device that you would clip to your ears.
Cross Currents and also The Body Electric. Those are his two books.
Right. I think it is. Wow. Yeah. I didn't know he was an orthopedic surgeon.
These PEMF devices, people probably want to know how to use them. The one that I use, the recommended protocol is 8 minutes twice a day. After you've been adjusted to it for a longer period of time, you can work up to about 20 minutes twice a day. There are 10 different levels of intensity. And each level of intensity, the pulsed electromagnetic frequencies get projected to a deeper level of depth in the body. So intensities 1, 2, and 3 are working on the skin and surface tissues. 7, 8, 9, and 10, the higher intensities are penetrating to a deeper level of depth into the body, going into bones and organs and deeper tissues. In addition to the mat that people lie on, there are several different accessories. There's a pad that's about 4 inches wide and 2 feet long that you can drape over a sore shoulder or put over your low back if you have low back pain. And there's a round circular device that's called the spot that you can put on a sore ankle, a sore knee, or a sore elbow. And there's a third device that has powerful LED lights in it, and it's used for topical applications for skin like psoriasis and acne and eczema and so forth. And so those are some of the different applications. There's also called a sitting device, a seat that projects the pulsed electromagnetic frequencies. So when I go on a long car drive, if I'm driving from my home in southern Oregon to either Portland, Oregon, or down to the San Francisco Bay Area, 3, 4, 5, 6 hour car drive, I take my battery for my unit and my chair device and sit on it, and I'm projecting pulsed electromagnetic frequencies into my body during a 4, 5, 6 hour car drive, getting more oxygen to all my cells, so I'm not getting drowsy and sleepy when I'm driving.
This seems like a perfect device for the trucking industry. We happen to have
a gentleman
who is a truck driver who listens to the show every day, every week.
That's a great idea. After our show, I'm going to start looking for those websites and blogs and so forth and promote this to truckers and long-distance drivers. Great idea.
So I bet if you had, I don't know why my brain jumps there, well, kind of. So if you had hemorrhoids or any kind of issue, it would be phenomenal for that.
You're right. And here's another another one I'll bring up. You just mentioned hemorrhoids. I'm working with a couple of doctors who are opening up a whole chain of clinics nationwide that deal specifically with erectile dysfunction for men. Erectile dysfunction is primarily a circulatory problem, and these post-electromagnetic frequency devices work remarkably well to increase circulation and help men get better erections and solve that embarrassing problem of erectile dysfunction.
Sorry, I'm silent because I'm typing as fast as I can.
So I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the different target audiences that I kind of talk about for these devices. Disabled people who cannot exercise, they're in wheelchairs and so forth. You can just lay this mat across the top of them when they're sitting in their wheelchair. You know, exercise is so important, and one of the main benefits of exercise is it stimulates circulation. But if people are disabled for some reason and can't exercise, these PEMF devices can compensate for their not being able to exercise. Type 2 diabetics are at greater risk for diabetic ulcers, peripheral neuropathy, amputations, and blindness. These are all problems of poor microcapillary circulation. Things like diabetic ulcers heal very quickly. Peripheral neuropathy responds very quickly. Another really great example is that there's an eye doctor who's photographing the eyes of his patients that are utilizing a PEMF device on a regular basis. He's documenting reversal of macular degeneration and glaucoma. And many of his patients are getting one or two lines of improved vision on the standard eye charts. And podiatrists see, many of the patients that podiatrists see have type 2 diabetes, and they're having problems with nerve pain in their feet and their lower limbs, and they have diabetic ulcers. So that's another class of healthcare professional that can really utilize PEMF devices in their practices. If a lot of baby boomers and beyond are concerned about cognitive function and cognitive decline, more oxygen to the brain is kind of a no-brainer. It's definitely going to help improve your memory and your recall and slow down the process of brain aging. The whole industry of assisted living centers and nursing homes and senior centers and elder care centers, all of these elderly people can benefit from increasing their circulation and getting more oxygen and nutrients to all their cells. Independent retail pharmacies and independent health food stores are fighting for survival against the competition of the big chains. If they can do anything unique that sets them apart and provides us a unique service for their customer and their clientele, it really creates a new something they can market for themselves. And in addition, these devices become a whole new profit center, because when people have a PEMF device in their pharmacy or their health food store, or when chiropractors and physical therapists and other healthcare professionals, functional medicine docs, put these devices in their office, they can not only charge for the therapy sessions, but if somebody buys one of these devices, they get a substantial commission. So when healthcare professionals or independent stores like pharmacies and health food stores put one of these devices in, it becomes a new source of income for their practice or their clinic. Chronic pain patients are a target audience that I really go after. Athletes are using these devices, as I mentioned. Recovering from any type of an injury, you'll get faster healing with PEMF applications on a regular basis. Another community I'm really passionate about are the women who have had radiation therapy after breast cancer. The radiation therapy damages all the microcapillary, microvascular circulation, so all those tissues in that surrounding area has got collateral damage, and for the rest of their life, they have decreased oxygen and nutrients to those cells, so things are going to work worse over time, and the side effects from radiation is an ongoing process. If you do pulsed electromagnetic frequency therapy, you will start to get improved circulation to all these tissues, and it really makes a big difference long-term for improving the health of women who have had radiation therapy. Also, anybody that's had colorectal therapy and getting radiation in their abdomen. And lymphedema is a big problem for a lot of people that have had radiation. These devices are remarkable at improving lymphatic drainage. And so there's just an incredible range of potential for benefits for people utilizing these pulsed electromagnetic frequency healing devices.
I have two questions, one from audience, but one for a personal question. I have a friend who had some nodes removed and in her abdomen and had to have, she went through chemo and radiation therapy, and she is currently experiencing peripheral neuropathy.
Yeah.
So this would give her a boost. It would is it the process of helping the body detox? I don't know the point of origin of peripheral neuropathy. I do it in a diabetic sense, but in a chemo way, I have no sense.
Sure. There's a couple things going on. The pulsed electromagnetic frequencies and the increasing circulation and delivery of oxygen to cells, it stimulates the regeneration of nerves. So you're not only decreasing pain and inflammation, you're accelerating the healing of the damaged nerves. So it's really starting to reverse the damage that's been done to nerves. And that's also why it's effective in macular degeneration and glaucoma. Glaucoma damages the eye because the increased pressure damages the nerves in the eye. When you increase the circulation with the PEMF device, you not only lower the pressure over time, but you're accelerating the healing of those damaged nerves.
So it's actually having a benefit on the cerebral spinal fluid pressure? It's actually causing, so it's systemically causing relaxation
on the nerves. It's on the, not the fluid so much, but it's the nerves. You're decreasing the inflammation and actually accelerating the healing of the nerves if you have nerve damage.
Wonderful. Okay, now I want to ask this question from the chat. They're asking if you would explain the pros and cons of different manufacturers and why one feature is better than another.
Oh, boy, that gets into a sticky area. There's a lot of competition out there, and there are numerous good devices. The only thing I can speak of from my personal experience is that I researched the industry extensively. I've decided that the unit that I'm using and that I'm promoting is significantly better than all the other ones for a number of different reasons. They have 5 international patents. The company's been in business for over 20 years, so they've got a real track record of success. And they have a signal, a patented signal, that is different from the signal that all the other companies use. The device that I use has a sleep program, which no other program has, no other company and no other unit has. And if you do a PubMed search for any of the other devices on the market, you get 0 hits. If you do a PubMed for the device that I'm using, there are 12 studies indexed in PubMed, and I have a book that's about an inch thick with all of the worldwide studies that have been done on this device. So I can't really speak to all the other devices and the question for your listener proposed here. And the company that I work with receives a lot of, other companies are always trying to take down the number one company. And so there's a lot of companies that promote a lot of time on their websites making disparaging remarks about the device that I'm using and saying that theirs is better than the one that I'm using. The company that I'm promoting and the device that I'm using, they don't spend time bad-mouthing other units. They just promote the science that documents the benefits and the underlying technology of the device that we have. So they're just really promoting the science and educating people about how and why these devices work in general, and then the unique features of the device that I'm using that make it stand apart from all the other units on the market. And I'm happy to send all your listeners information about the unit that I'm using after the show, but I can't specifically name it and promote it on the live audience show.
Right. And I've put the link to your article, A New Theory of Aging, into the chat, and I'll also put it in the show notes right after we end the show. So you can go to the show notes and find the link to Ross's article, and his email address is there for contacting him about further information. And consistency of application seems to be important, meaning regular usage.
You're absolutely right, Richard. It's doing it twice a day, every day, is really what gets the benefits. One or two sessions doesn't make much difference. In fact, I've got a whole article I wrote on what to expect from doing PEMF therapies. If you do it once or twice, you're not going to notice much and you're not going to get much difference. And I use the analogy of exercise. If somebody's not in shape and they go to the gym and they get on a treadmill once or they lift weights once, they're not going to be in shape. It's what you do day after day after day regularly that starts to change the body and improve your health. And that's the same way with these PEMF medical devices. Twice a day, every day, more oxygen, more nutrients, more blood supply to every cell in your body, better lymphatic drainage and removal of toxins. Everything starts to get better when you use it regularly, twice a day, every day. That's the way to make it work.
And I've used your particular device. I don't mean your, but I have friends who have these. And it's so simple, it seems suspicious. I'm suspicious by nature. It's my nature. Makes me a good researcher. It's like the rebounder. In an odd way, I think that quality PEMF and the rebounder are very similar. In that, use them.
Exactly.
Do it. It's not rocket science. Once you have it, use it.
Yep, you're right. It just is the determination and the discipline to do it twice a day, every day, kind of like exercise. I've never known anybody went out and exercise, and after they exercised, they said, oh, bummer, I wish I hadn't have done that. I mean, you always feel better after your exercise. It's just you have to have the determination and the will and the discipline to get off the couch, out of the chair, away from the TV, and do the exercise on a daily basis. Same with the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device. Take 10 or 15 or 20 minutes a day and lie on your device. Either relax and go into a meditation or read a book if you're a reader, but get on that device twice a day, every day, and reverse your aging process and increase your health and your longevity.
Could I listen to Holosync at the same time? Is there any reason why
those two would fight? Yes, you can. Absolutely. You can do anything like that, but increase your circulation, increase your health, improve your life.
Mic drop. I have another question. Two more questions from chat. One, is it safe for a person with a pacemaker to use PEMF?
Say that one more time. Is it safe what?
Is it safe for a person with a pacemaker?
Oh, pacemaker. Yes, it is. One of the conferences I went to, a board-certified cardiologist is using and promoting the device that I use, and people with pacemakers can use it. People with all sorts of cardiovascular conditions can use it because it's improving circulation to the heart. The heart is the most energy-demanding muscle in the body, and so you're improving circulation, improving the function of the heart. It helps with conditions of arrhythmia. It helps with congestive heart failure. It helps with angina. It helps with atrial fibrillation. It helps with all these types of cardiovascular problems. You bet. Good question.
And another question is, how does it affect the lymphatic circulation?
In addition to stimulating the microcapillaries, you're also stimulating the lymphatic drainage pathways, and that's the detoxification system in the body that removes waste materials from cells. And one of the people that has purchased one of these PEMF devices from me is a physician in Southern California whose practice is totally devoted to lymphedema. And so these are people that have a medical problem where they don't have good lymphatic drainage. And she got tremendous benefit from using the device herself because she had cancer years ago and had a lot of radiation therapy. And now she's utilizing it for her patients with lymphedema. And so it's proven to be very effective.
Wonderful. All right. So, and what I'm putting hurt in quotes. Would I have any other effect if I were to get up off of a session and then rebound for 10 minutes?
I would say you'd just be improving your health over long term, because rebounding is also an extremely beneficial type of an exercise where you're stimulating circulation, and it's low impact, which is really good to get that much aerobic exercise in a low impact type of a process. So I'm a big fan of rebound technology.
I think rebounding is also really good for balance. That's one of the reasons
I do
it, is to keep all of those neurons going. Oh no, I'm not just shuffling, I'm actually walking and bouncing.
Yeah. I also promote squats. Squats is the great exercise. It uses all the strongest, biggest muscles in the body, and it causes people to develop more strength. And I've got a blog piece on my website that shows that doing squats cause people to have more strength and more stability, and equates with life extension, because you're better balanced, less likely to have falls and injuries, and lots of benefits to improving your strength and your balance over time.
Man, we're going to have you back and talk about squats. I have a friend who's very pro-squats, and I'm not opposed at all. It's just I don't do it. I know it has benefit, though.
It's also great for weight loss, because when you do squats 5 or 10 minutes before you eat, a lot of the carbohydrates you take into your body in a meal go into those big muscles for energy rather than getting converted to triglycerides and stored as fat. So squats are great for obesity and weight loss also.
All right. That's our next show.
Yeah, we got a lot more to talk about, Richard.
A lot. We should do this on a regular basis.
I just want to say, Matt, you are a health warrior. You've been on the front line educating people with your shows and your content for a long time. So I really appreciate my ability to connect with you and all the work that you do.
Yeah, thank you. You too. You've been at the front lines for a long time. And you came from the dark side. I mean, that most kind way. But I mean, you really came all the way from there.
I'm a recovering pharmacist.
But you recovered, so you came out so strong from the other side. That's the journey,
luckily,
coming from the dark sometimes, that you do come out much stronger. That was great, as I thought it would be. But we're at that time. As I say, I'll put in the show notes, I'll have a link. I put it in chat as a way you can contact. At the end of that article, you'll be able to contact Ross for further information. And I'll also get the information about that blog post on squats, because I'm going to post that in chat as well. Thanks so much, Ross.
Richard, it's a pleasure. Appreciate being with you, and good health to you and all your listeners.
Thank you. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.